For the 2018 legislative session, Florida Department of Corrections Secretary Julie Jones is asking for $2 million to help address the prison system's contraband problem,
which includes increased technology to intercept dangerous contraband from entering the department's secure facilities and additional contract staffing to gather and analyze security threat group intelligence. Security threat group means gangs.
In April of this year, Jones' agency created the Office of Intelligence. Among its jobs is to aid the effort to crack down on contraband throughout the state. The $2 million, she says, will also support that.
Combating contraband is an ongoing challenge, and this investment builds on the positive progress of the Office of Intelligence. And as an example, cell phones, synthetic drugs, and weapons are a growing problem that affect very directly the security of our facilities.
Jones spoke earlier this month before a Senate Budget Committee that looks at criminal justice issues. Ocala Republican Senator Dennis Baxley wondered if Jones should be looking into a techie solution.
In this area of intelligence investment to minimize this kind of disruption of the system, one of the big concerns I have is the proliferation and struggle to control contraband, particularly like cell phones, where they can be empowered to organize and do things that they shouldn't be doing. And is it, what's the pros and cons of a technology that will scramble those messages so that there's no benefit to having a cell phone?
And Jones replied the prisons are already doing a few things in that area. Right now, there is a pilot underway at Wakulla Correctional Institution in the Panhandle and Okeechobee Correctional Institution in South Florida. It's provided by the prison's phone company at no cost to the corrections agency.
The MASS system sets up an umbrella over dorms. We try not to umbrella the entire prison so we don't bleed out and affect the 911, but this masks the ability for a cell phone to be used, and only by exception. So the warden's phone is an exception and would work.
There are also cell phone detectors that inmates have to walk by.
So if they did slip out of the dorm, trying to come and go and to use it in some place that's outside the umbrella that we can capture them. We've done a lot this year, simple, no-cost stuff like plow lines, where we can detect an individual that has walked up to an exterior fence in the prison system and know that someone was there because a lot of this stuff comes over the fence.
And Jones says there is also technology in her legislative funding requests, not just for inmates, but correctional staff as well.
More x-ray machines and increases our ability to look not like a TSA-type machine, but inside body cavities in order to look for contraband that has been placed there to try to come into them. And we're also increasing searches for our own staff.
Prison guards smuggling contraband into Florida's prisons has been an ongoing issue. In fact, in recent months, several correctional officers in North Florida were fired and arrested for smuggling contraband, some in their body cavities. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.